Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And I'm trying to hear myself in my own headset. And let me work on that a little bit. There we go. There's a button that works. So how's everybody out there today? Are we turkey hunting this morning? If you are, give us a call if you're not there yet and not getting set up. If you're just arriving or just headed out to the turkey woods, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Turkey season started on the 18th. Got a lot of nice pictures of kids from the youth week. Had three brothers in Washington County all score on the same day. That was pretty cool to see that, the winner's brothers up there in Hagerstown. And we got a few youth pictures from the shore and all over the place. So we were very pleased to see that the kids are out there doing their thing. So hopefully it's all working out for everybody. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to connect, we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, if you're not going turkey hunting, feel free to call. Feel free to talk about anything you want to talk about, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Been an interesting week. Got to spend a little time out on the road this week. We went down through Dorchester County this week and did some work, in Dorchester County and elsewhere. Was across the bridge yesterday in, what county? Baltimore County, Anne Arundel County, primarily. So it's just been, we're working on building Maryland Loves Crabs, big-ass fish, and Maryland Hunting Quarterly all coming out within a few weeks of each other in the next couple weeks. So it's exciting. Photos. If you have any pictures of anything in the outdoors, we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to see them at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Any email you'd like to send me. Sometimes I answer, sometimes I don't. We get all kinds of emails from all kinds of folks, all across the state, a lot of our listeners. And, anything from, hey, Alan, can you recommend a gunsmith, or can you... or sometimes some encouraging emails and sometimes spiritual emails and things like that. So, and texts are coming in too. Hey, John B., good morning, brother. Everything's fine. Yep, I will say hey to Robin. Robin is not here, and we will be just proceeding with that. I talked to her last night. She said, tell everybody I miss him, and I'll be back soon. So She's still working on her, getting her health back in shape. And not that there's anything tremendously wrong, but she's got a couple of things that she's working on. So, she needs her sleep on Saturday, and we respect that. And, look at that. We have a caller. Let's talk to Claude in East Baltimore. Morning, Claude. How are you?
Hey, all right, buddy. Look, it's been a while since I talked to you, but remember that gun bill they were trying to pass where you had to have insurance?
Yeah.
Did that ever pass?
No.
It didn't pass?
No.
Because that was kind of stupid. I mean, because the criminals ain't got insurance when they robbing people.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I own a security company, Alan, and I got a $3 million insurance anyway.
Right.
So I was covered either way, but, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Right. Well, I agree with you.
You know. Common sense and didn't let it go through.
No, wait, you're talking about General Assembly.
Yeah. General Solomon.
Okay. General Solomon. Yeah. Yep. Gotcha. Yeah, no, that bill did not pass.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So Robin's doing okay, though. I haven't heard
from her. Oh, yeah, she's doing okay. I mean, you know, she keeps kids 3 days a week. Kids are coming this weekend, as a matter of fact. So she's getting prepared for that. But she's trying to get her health where it needs to be. I mean, she's lost a lot of weight, and she's doing okay. But she's still got some other challenges, and she's gotten through it and doing fine. Just like
crab.
What's that?
You gonna get some blue crabs?
Oh, probably. I don't know about right away. They're pretty expensive. There's some crabs coming in Maryland, and but nothing like they should. I talked to one of the largest distributors here in Maryland the other day, and I think they have 15, 18 boats that supply them with crabs, and some days they go out, and some days half of them won't do anything. Some days half of them will do, you know, 6-8 bushels, but they're not setting the world on fire. The water's too cold right now.
Oh, I got you.
Yep, yep. So.
And the Key Bridge, that was terrible too, man.
Oh, there's no question. I was there yesterday. I was trying to get back and forth between East Baltimore and West Baltimore, and that harbor tunnel thing, it was horrible. I was in Essex, and I was in Bowley's Quarters in that area yesterday. And morning, Larry, by the way. Just
you should have took 95, buddy.
What's that?
You should have took Fort McHenry Tunnel.
Fort McHenry Tunnel. I probably should have. Yeah. But anyway, it came back through.
Terrible.
What's that?
That harbor tunnel is terrible.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, I don't know all the ins and outs of getting here and there. And I follow my GPS, and I guess I should have gone all the way down Eastern Avenue to jump, you know, to get to the tunnel, but I didn't, and it messed me up. But it was a long trip getting home yesterday. A long trip. So, yeah, and then I had to stop in Annapolis, so. You know, the backup on the Beltway, the backup on at the tunnel, the backup on 97, the backup on 50. It took me, I think, 3 hours to get from Baltimore to home. Of course, I stopped in Annapolis. And then trying to get out of Annapolis in rush hour is not exactly a treat either. So.
Well, you know, wait till the Bay Bridge traffic comes up and Ocean City traffic. That's going to be even worse.
Well, I'll go up and around. If I did not have to stop in Annapolis yesterday, I would have gone up 95 and came down 301. But
you'd jump through Delaware, it'd be easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably, yeah, probably.
Yeah, from where you're at, I mean, you're on the shore, right?
I do. Yeah, I am on the shore. Yeah.
But
you know, you got to understand, I've got customers spread throughout the region, so I've
right.
Got to get to them. I've got to, you know, I started yesterday in Glen Burnie, went into Baltimore. Where else did I wind up? I mean, I was all over the place in Baltimore County yesterday. And, you know, I've got people all over the region that I have to talk to. And sometimes I can't just say, oh, I'll just go up and around, you know, because
right,
I can't.
I got you. He's a great guy, man.
Oh, yeah, I would stop there all the time. There's no question.
Yeah, he's one of the best, man.
Yeah, your namesake. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Alan, well, it's good talking to you again.
Nice talking to you, Clyde. Good to hear from you.
How are you safe, buddy?
You too, the same. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There you go, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So focus this year was, or this week, was blue catfish. Captain Don sent me some pictures of their trip, their first trip last week with the trot line. I think they wound up with 18 catfish on the line on the first run. And, you know, I guess when you have a successful day on catfish, it's like having a successful day on squirrel hunting. I quit hunting squirrels on my own. One day I was still living back in Pennsylvania. And I went out, and plenty of squirrels in the woods. I went out, and I took 6 squirrels in about, I don't know, an hour. You know, there's my limit. So it took an hour to take my limit. And about 3 hours to clean them. I said, you know, there's a lot of work to cleaning these squirrels and getting them ready for the table. Because I'm pretty judicious when I clean something. I make sure that everything's, you know, as good as it can get. And I guess catfish are the same way, according to Captain Dawn. He said three guys or four guys, you know, it took them hours to do that. I had the same thing happen, Dawn, on a bluefish trip. We kept 20 bluefish one day on an outing. And I like bluefish. I like bluefish on the grill, and I like bluefish nuggets and so forth. I like smoked bluefish, too. That's even the best. But it took us so long to clean those fish. It just stripped the fillets off of them. It wasn't much cleaning to it. But, man, to get through those bluefish. And these bluefish were, you know, 6-8 pound fish. These were not the little Taylor blues or anything like that. They might have been even bigger. But we had fun catching them. And, you know, we decided to keep, we caught three times that many. But, you know. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Yep, you are correct, John B. So, and, yeah, I may have misidentified our last caller. I thought he said Clyde or Aaron said Clyde, but I think it might have been Claude. No, he said Claude, and I called him Clyde. Apologies, Claude. Sorry about that, buddy. Hey, Glenn, how are you doing today, buddy?
Okay. Yes.
Good.
Good. Still looking down to the top of the grass, so that is good.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Absolutely. So, yeah, me too. Still driving. Still, you know, still rocking and rolling, putting the miles on the truck. So, Oh my goodness. Getting close to going fishing. I'm checking out all the different baits and lures and things like that. I'm excited about going fishing this year. So, talking to different people. Actually, one of the fellows that fishes Blackwater did a nice interview with him the other day and learned what he fishes with throughout the season, how he fishes, and gave me some pretty good tips. And he said that, you know, if you look at a snakehead fish, look where their eyes are. And he's right. They're on the top of its head, just like a pike or a pickerel. So that would mean that they're an ambush predator. So he said, if you're fishing with minnows and you put your minnows any deeper than a foot in the water, 6 inches to a foot in the water if you're fishing under a bobber, you know, those fish, you're already below the eyesight of those fish. They can't see your minnow. I thought that was pretty interesting. So I thought that'd be one tip to pass along to our listeners who fish with live bait for snakeheads. So anyway, I don't know if you got snakeheads in your area or not, there, Glenn, in Chestertown. I'm guessing there's.
I haven't been fishing for so long. I don't even know what.
Chester River's full of blue catfish. I mean, that's where the commercial effort is right now, is in the Chester River. And there's half a dozen trotliners out there supplying the catfish for the market. So I'm trying to talk to some of the guys.
I would be going with probably the rivers locally where I would be going would either be Chester or Sassafras.
Yeah, they both have fish in them, but, they both have catfish.
Yeah.
These guys are trotlining the Chester, maybe the Sassafras, I don't know. But I did learn, I talked to one fellow who fishes commercially for catfish. He runs 1,000 feet of line. He puts a hook every 20 feet on a 12 to 18 inch leader. And he said he keeps them spread out so far like that because the fish, you know, catfish in general, but blue cats, a bigger fish, will tangle your line, you know, so you need some line to mess with them. And I think that was kind of the same deal with the recreational experiment with Captain Dawn and his buddies. So anyway, maybe he'll call and tell us all about it. We'll see.
Yeah. I'll tell Robin. I said, I know.
I will do that. I know we've got the kids this weekend, so this afternoon will be interesting. I'm I don't know if I'm going to be sharing on there all their adventures, but, oh, excuse me. We'll see what happens. So,
anyway. Hey, what's the next local event in this area you might be to?
Not sure yet, buddy. Not sure. We're talking to Schrader's, but we've got some few little conflicts in May. Normally I would do it, but I think Robin and I might be going out of town for my birthday, which is
happy birthday.
Thank you. It's coming up here in a month, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking forward to that. So we'll see. We haven't planned anything yet totally, but
will that be the big 7-0?
That'll be the big 7-0, buddy. Yeah.
Mine is the next one to be at maybe later in the year as well.
Yeah.
November.
Yeah, it's definitely a landmark. You know, I was hoping to be retired, and that is one thing I will tell our listeners, that the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine that we produce, doing well, doing really well. We've got a lot of loyal advertisers and a lot of experience behind it, and we're ready to hand that over to somebody. We're selling that, so we're going to start marketing that there in Sirius here real soon. So we'll see what we can generate some interest on that. It's a great second job if anybody would like to take a look at that. So anyway, but it's, you know, we keep going. Going. So
all you can do, keep going till you can.
Yeah, exactly. So but I love what I do, and there we go. So, appreciate the call, buddy.
Right.
Thanks, Glenn. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. God
bless. See you, man. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So I was coming by Backyard Billy's yesterday on the way home, and I looked up on the sign, and it said, chicken coops in stock. I thought, all right, that's good. I'm glad they put them on their sign. So they do recognize that people are doing their own chicken farming. Uh-oh. Hang on, folks. We got an issue right here. I have a dog wrapped in my headphones. You stay out of there. Yeah, don't chew that wire. All right, so Backyard Billy's. Back to Backyard Billy's. Chicken coops on the sign. Of course, when your attention is drawn to the sign, you're also looking over there at their big backyard. That is on Route 50, and an incredible amount of sheds and gym sets and anything and everything for your backyard, including chicken coops, including greenhouses, including a full selection of those poly tables and chairs, the picnic tables and so forth, colorful, weatherproof, patio furniture, about 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock, believe it or not, 1,000 chairs. If you can't pick an Adirondack chair out of that selection, something wrong with you, because nothing wrong with their selection of Adirondack chairs. Do you know what I mean when I say Adirondack chairs? This kind of straight back chair, kind of slanted back a little bit and got two arms on it. You sit there very comfortable. And, if you just throw a cushion on them, you can sit on your deck all day and listen to the birds if that's what you want to do. If you're having if you're having a barbecue and you got one of those pellet grills out there, like Backyard Billy's has, the pellet grill by Traeger, or you got burgers and dogs sitting on the Kamado Joe or the Big Green Egg, well, or some, maybe some ribs smoking up on one of those grill smokers, sit there and just enjoy yourself and get ready to eat some barbecue, or maybe, go over there to the table and get that ready, eat some crabs coming up. So, but you can do all that at Backyard Billy's. When you go to Backyard Billy's, check them out. Check the outside, check the inside. Lots of stuff inside and out. And don't forget, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer here in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. Why not stop by this weekend? 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B Evans Avenue. When you're coming from the bridge in Graysonville, you know what? Your backyard is going to look just great. So one of the callers mentioned Clyde Sports Shop. Yep, Clyde Sports Shop. Well, I was in there the other day, too. Lots of rods and reels, lots of fish and tackle, terminal tackle. They've got hooks and weights and bobbers and top and bottom rigs and anything and everything you need for any kind of fishing in Maryland. They just got a new selection of snakehead frogs in from a good company. If you're into that, check them out. They're good for bass fishing too. You know, if you can catch a pickerel, you catch a bass, you can catch a snakehead easy. Full selection of live bait, minnows, the old salties, or not old salties. That's a restaurant. The black salties are a big minnow that they sell for big fish, and you know, anything and everything. Circle hooks, rockfish tackle coming up. They've got the umbrella rigs and the bucktails and the trolling outfits. Great selection of rods and reels, good prices. And don't forget all the firearms that you could use for home protection or hunting. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. And we will be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, 'cause the moon refused to shine. And there's a couple sitting neath the willow tree for love, they pine. little mare was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I think I'll go. The boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, and told the moon his little tale of woe.
You'd like a little Leon Redbone there this morning, folks. I like that version, and I'll tell you, Hank Jr. has a version too that's pretty cool, and it's a great song anyway. Shine on Harvest Moon for me and my gal. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone. I thought we'd mix up the music a little bit anyway. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, if you haven't arrived at your turkey destination yet, give us a call here. Let us know where, what county you're hunting in, and if you got any particular techniques. If you've been out this week and maybe can't go this Saturday, you know, the season's only been in a day or two, so it's early on. Have to get in touch with. I've already talked to my buddy up in Western Maryland. Trying to set up a trip up there again. I love hunting with Bobby Dutrow. He's the man when it comes to turkey hunting. There's a man that's got probably 75 long beards under his belt. He hunts Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia. He's got some good companions up there. He takes the kids. He takes folks hunting. And Bobby and I've known each other for 20 years, and about 15 years after we started talking about turkey hunting, I took him up on it. You know, first turkey hunt, I took my first turkey. It was a Jake, but I was proud to take it, you know. And Jake is a young juvenile male turkey. Oh, we could see the beard and so forth, and did a masterful job calling it in. Next year we went out, we got to see a Jake, but within range, and I just said, no, I'm not gonna shoot that one. So I let that one live on. The third season we went out, boy, that was exciting. Worked those birds all morning. Took till about 10:30, 11 o'clock till those birds started to work their way in, and I guess about 10:30, and had a pair of big old gobblers coming in, big old long beards coming in. One gobble, the other would gobble. I could see them. You could see them coming through the woods. Sometimes they'd gobble at both times. They got closer, 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 hung up on the property line, and eventually one of them, property line was, I don't know, 50, 60 yards from our stand, and when he crossed the line and headed down into our little gut, was able to take a nice bird. And that bird has had a 10.5-inch beard. Never weighed it. Not big long spurs on it, but I like the 10.5-inch beard. Is very happy with that. So, congratulations to our official measure, Chuck Wilcox, who killed a nice bird yesterday. 11-inch beard, 21 pounds, 1-inch spurs. Real nice bird down in St. Mary's County. So, we're proud to see Chuck with a nice bird. And so maybe we'll get out. Maybe we'll get out this year and do a little hunting. So that's the plan anyway. 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. You can always text. You can always email ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And we'll be glad to talk to you and engage, comment on your email, whatever we got to do. So this is the Outdoors and Radio Show on WCBM-680. And we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we're proud to be here for 35 years on the air, and just hopefully we're making a difference and you know, entertaining, educating, and I learn a lot, too. I learn a lot from our listeners. So thank you for listening if you've been listening for a long time. I don't know how many listeners we have left from the first week or first days of the show back in 1988, 1989, but, you know, love to share a memory with you. Or, you know, just give us a call. find out some of the things that might have happened to you throughout the years. So, what is your worst fishing trip or your worst hunting trip you ever had? What do you think? What's the worst time you've ever had? And I don't want any accidents or, you know, that kind of thing. But, I mean, you know, just a matter of, you know, having the big buck come in and have something happen that you don't get to shot or, you know, getting losing the biggest fish, you know, of your life on the line. Hey, there's Miss Robin. Good morning, Robin. And instead of saying, how are you, she asks, how are the dogs? I was just texting. They're good, Robin. Good. Good, baby. All right. So, I don't know if she realizes that I'm on the air or not. Maybe she didn't. So, I've got two of them on my lap. Yeah, I got the Bernedoodle right here on my right and a little Cabochon on my left. So, she got a haircut this week, too. She's looking so cute, aren't you? Yeah. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, give us a call here. A little distracted at the moment. Miss Robin is texting me and wants to know. So, anyway, we're, yes. Oh, aren't you cute? Are you feeling better? Yeah, you weren't feeling that good last night, were you? I'm glad you're feeling better. Yeah. Yep. So, get me out of this rut, folks. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Maybe while I'm talking about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service, somebody could give us a call, 922-6680. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. I go by it all the time. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires are featured, but they have everything else, the Michelin and Yokohama and everything that fits your car, too. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And I seriously mean that. Any make, any model of car, truck, they have or can get the tires. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. From your garden tractor and lawnmower, even your wheelbarrow, up to farm tractors and all those big irrigators and planters and harvesters. If you own a trailer of any kind, a boat trailer, a camping trailer, a landscape trailer, that's right, or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. ATV, UTV, RTV, TV. I guess they could put tires on your TV if you wanted, but they could. Spurry's offers tire repair, and we've used that several times for nails and screws and various things that have intruded into the tire. And, of course, they have full-service automotive repair. They'll check your car when that check engine light comes on. They'll do the diagnosis and, of course, the repair. Yep, they can repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, or at least tell you what happened. Their 24-hour truck service and many more services has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Sneeze alert. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call. That number, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And Mil-Spec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These Mil-Spec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec Liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Favorite verse coming up. Which relates this song to our show. Talks about fishing. Absolutely.
Now don't I let you wash the car on Sunday.
Hey.
Don't I warn you when you're getting fat. Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday. Well, a man can't love a woman more than that. Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here at my feet, cause I like you when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight. So put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. Go out to car and lift it up and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby.
All right, enough. I hope you had a little enjoyment out of that. We did here anyway. Gave us a little time to freshen up the coffee and pet the dogs a little bit. Chat with Miss Robin. She's texting here this morning. Let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Morning, Mark. How are you, buddy? Thanks for rescuing me.
Good. Got another change in my continuing report on how to handle Canadian geese and domestic geese.
All right. May I make a minor correction?
Yes.
There are no Canadian geese. They're Canada geese.
Oh.
No problem. A lot of people say the same thing, and it's okay. But they are Canada geese, and they breed in Canada. They come from Canada, but the proper designation by DNR is AP, which is the Atlantic population. And I don't know if you know that these geese do not spread throughout the United States, nor does do the other flyway geese come across their designated flyway space. So these are geese that come and primarily spend the winter in the Delmarva Peninsula and then go back to Canada to breed and then migrate back down through the Mid-Atlantic states or the Atlantic Flyway and so forth, with stopping off points in New York, Pennsylvania, some a little bit in Virginia, some a little bit in North Carolina. But this is the epicenter for the wintering Atlantic population, Atlantic Flyway Canada geese.
Well, I've learned a lot. Thank
there you go. Yeah, my pleasure. I didn't mean to correct you, but the resident geese.
No, I'd rather be corrected if I'm wrong.
The resident geese that you see have their origins back in the, I would say, at least 50 years ago, if not more, when captive wild geese were caught and kept. Actually, there are a lot of methods that people use to keep these geese captive in ponds and on the land to use as what they call live tollers. They would catch Canada geese and use them as live decoys, live callers, you know, with the sounds of a live captive goose on the pond would bring in the wild geese to be shot. And the leftover tollers that didn't migrate have turned into this massive population of what are called resident geese, the geese that stay here, nest here, breed here, and the ones that you see sitting all over the edge of ponds and in the fields and, you know, all over the place. Those have assumed a resident status and are not as held as in high regard as their wild friends. What do you think of that? So you are dealing with RP, resident population, Canada geese.
Yeah. And we have a service in our community that puts up monofilament lines, crisscrosses, ponds. They then took them all down.
Right.
Because the ponds have fountains to keep the surface moving.
Right.
To prevent mosquitoes.
Right.
And the pumps were drawing the monofilament lines, which were from time to time, into the impellers, and that was really expensive.
Yeah, I would say. Now they're
bringing the lines back because of the geese, the resident population. I got that right?
Yep.
The resident population is reintroducing itself into the ponds.
Yep. They're nesting now. They're looking for prime areas to nest. Well, they've probably already established their nest. They're getting ready to pop out their young. But, yeah.
Yeah. And the next step is they're only bringing the lines back into some ponds, the newer ones.
Right.
The older ones have vegetation along the perimeter, maybe, I don't know, 10 feet wide.
Yeah.
Along the entire circumference of the ponds.
Yep.
And by having that, the geese don't want to stay in those ponds. They don't feel comfortable because potential predators.
Okay.
I was going to say creditors, but they don't know anybody, anything.
That's why I have 10 feet of weeds around my property to keep the creditors
away. Yeah, keeps the creditors away.
It doesn't work, just like the fishing line.
I think we're on to something here. Work with me.
Come on, Mark. So, preach it.
They're allowing the natural reeds and stuff to grow up because the predators can hide in that, and that's right. Why the geese don't feel comfortable.
Okay.
So that's and they'll bring back the guard dog service,
right?
The goose chasing dog when I don't know, like in August, when the time is right and the geese can be chased away.
Well, that would be primarily during the molting season is August, when the geese can't fly, when they can't fly, which makes sense. The dogs can harass the geese on the ground. The geese can't necessarily fly away. They can flap away, but they can't fly away. So the geese are...
And then it reestablishes the pattern.
Right.
They don't feel comfortable there.
Right.
So that's what's going on.
So the goose hazing system in Delaware is extensive, it sounds like. So let me ask you a question, though. Are you mosquito-free where you live?
Am I what?
Mosquito-free.
Oh. No. But it's not bad either.
Well, now they're going to have to...
You can find them, and the county also sprays. They spray oil. Which lands on surfaces,
right?
So the larva can't breathe.
Correct. Yes, a better alternative would be to put up bat boxes and encourage bats to come into the area. I think a bat can eat 1,000 mosquitoes a night or something like that. So I mean, that would be a natural solution.
Yeah, and the oddly enough, hummingbirds.
Ah. Did not know
they
that.
They need the sugar, of course, for energy, but they need protein like any other creature, and they get it by eating insects. They eat them right out of the air.
I would like to see that in slow motion. I'd like to see a hummingbird take out a mosquito in slow motion.
Well, I've seen it, and I didn't know what they were doing.
Okay.
They hover in place, usually looking up.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, but it's not moving. And I'm thinking, what is it doing just hanging there? And then suddenly it darts up a couple inches. And what it is it's targeted an insect.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You think all they do is suck nectar out of your flowers, but you don't think of them as a predatory creature as far as a hummingbird is concerned.
Yeah, they contribute a lot by eating.
Yeah.
I mean, they need an enormous amount of food because of their bodies are running so fast.
I would assume purple martins would probably be a good alternative as well.
Yeah.
You know, anything that eats them would be fine with me. So
got that right.
Yeah. Very interesting, Mark. I've learned something this morning. You have been the docent of the outdoors.
Well,
I will submit to Mark from Delaware this morning on the hummingbird education part of the program.
Well, they also serve who only stand and wait. that's my role.
Okay. I would advise you to watch out for both the predators and the creditors this weekend. I think we could make a very suitable poem because, in my case, there's not a hell of a lot of difference between the two. So, but
and I will remember they are Canada geese.
Canada geese, yes. I have to look at the Latin name, but it's Canada geese, yeah. So, but, I mean, if they were Canadian geese, you could tell, because they would go, okay. So, you know how to spell Canada, C-A-N-A-D-A. Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Mark's a lot of fun. 410 WCBM 680. Aaron, do we have any more commercial breaks we have to do? Oh, very good, very good. Well, I do like talking about our sponsors. I like going to our sponsors. I like meeting our sponsors. I like partaking in the things that our sponsors do. Spurrier's Tire Service, got a set of tires, going to do my brake job. Got Clyde Sports Shop, you know, fishing rods and reels and tackle and bait to buy there. I have a spray and bed liner from our buddies at Maryland Spray Linings and Superior. I buy, truck equipment there. Madonna Seafood. Love eating there. Great place. Who else we got? Bel Air Gun Shop. I buy ammo there. Haven't bought a gun there yet, but haven't needed to. So, anyway, we're at, I did come into possession of two night rifles, an LK-93 and LK-11, or an LK-2, excuse me. I guess it's a 2. And they were in need of service. There's no question. There were not a lot of service done. They still had the number 11 cap breech plug in there. So I talked to a friend. I said, "What do you think we should do with these?" He said, "Well, I like them." He said, "I'll cut the barrels off. I'll convert them into youth rifles." And I said, "They're yours." So we've got our two night rifles being cleaned, refurbished, rehabbed, and turning them into youth rifles for future hunters. And I can't wait to see the article about the conversion process on that. And so those are being put to good use. Just wanted you to let you know. I've got plenty of muzzleloaders. I've got CVAs and Thompson Centers, and I've got the traditional muzzleloaders. I've got the inline. I've got a Remington 700 ML that I've taken lots of deer with. So I've been very blessed to have muzzleloaders, and when I came into possession of these two, why not pass them on, let somebody, clean them up and pass them on. Also, congratulations to Roger Everett, local fella here, known him for probably close to 40 years. Roger took a nice bird the other day in Queen Anne's County. Congratulations on your gobbler. Looks like a really nice bird, big beard, big body bird. So glad that you were able to score up there in Queen Anne's County. So I might get out this week one day, might do a little fishing, might do a little hunting. We'll see. Pretty busy getting three magazines done and doing that type of thing. One more time, if you got to leave us photos, kids' photos. If you send me a kid's photo, need parental permission by email or text to run the picture of anybody, 16 and under. And, hey, there's the music. How about that? Yep. Well, here we are, working hard, trying to bring you the latest from the outdoors and enjoy an engaging conversation about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Fawning season will start soon, probably another month. We'll start seeing those little fawns out there, which means the coyote activity will pick up, which means that, nature is running its course. Spring has sprung. You'll see the goslings. You'll start seeing the baby birds shortly. So nature's making its turn. God's nature is what I call it. All right, folks, there's the music. Get out, stay out. Stay out if you have to. Remember to think about your family, hug your family, love your family, and love the Lord. We'll be back